Our story begins at the NYPD 14th Precinct, where Marilyn and Rosalind are talking in the atrium.
Marilyn, this man, whoever he is, raped my daughter. She managed to escape and was completely out of her mind when she jumped into that car. She can't be held accountable for what happened.
Look, Rosalind, we definitely have a good argument. But Stacy just turned 18, and it all depends on how the DA is going to handle this case. I believe I can work out some type of deal with him to lessen the charges.
You have to! My daughter can't go to jail for this. Not after everything she's been through.
Believe me, I'll do everything in my power to make sure that doesn't happen.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. In the Westside Hospital 5th floor waiting room, Clint and Connie are talking while awaiting news on Raven's condition.
This has been some night, huh?
You can say that again.
How did things go with Dara? Was she surprised by the rooftop?
Yes. Thanks for doing that for me, Mom.
I bet it was pretty romantic up there. Did it stir up any old feelings?
For me, maybe, but I don't think for Dara. She's totally moved on.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
But we had a nice evening regardless. Almost a perfect one until I got the call about Aunt Raven.
You know, it seems like every time this family finds some kind of happiness, the rug is pulled out from under us.
I know what you mean, but she's going to be all right, isn't she, Mom?
Of course, Clint. Raven is a strong woman. She's a fighter, just like her sisters.
Back at the 14th Precinct, Rosalind is talking with Chuck in the atrium.
Rosalind, I got here as soon as I could. Is Stacy being arrested?
I don't know anything yet. Her lawyer is talking with the district attorney right now. I just pray the woman that Stacy hit doesn't die.
I have some news about that. I got a call from a friend of mine, Hannah Richards. The woman that was hit was her sister, Raven. I didn't mention anything about Stacy being the driver to her.
Oh, God, Chuck. Stacy was completely crazed when this happened. She didn't run away from home. She was being held captive.
What do you mean?
Some old creepy man raped her, Chuck.
No.
Marilyn, what did you find out?
The DA is still considering the case, but for now, Stacy is free to go. She's waiting inside for you.
Back at the Westside Hospital, Connie, Hannah, and Clint are talking when Mac runs up.
Hey, I just spoke with Raven's doctor. She's out of surgery.
How is she?
She's stable. They were able to stop the internal bleeding, thank God.
Is she awake?
No, not yet. She's still heavily medicated.
And what about her leg?
They're going to do a complete set of x-rays and bring in a specialist to take a look at her. We probably won't know anything until tomorrow.
Well, the worst is over, right? She survived the surgery. This must mean she's out of the woods.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.